Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
This is Mike Williams. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Hey, Roster Watch Nation, it's your friendly neighborhood trash man. Good morning. Salutations. Guten Tag. Or Guten Morgen. I think that's what it is in German. Buenos dias. Bon matin. You know, I think those are all the different ways I know how to say hello. Or good morning, rather. In any case, league meetings are going on right now. We're in the thick of it. A lot of rule changes being discussed, but there are a lot of other things that GMs and coaches are talking up. Some of it blatantly obvious, some of it not so much. Let's go over it right now. First off, Jets coach Aaron Glenn said the team is going to look to get Garrett Wilson the ball as much as possible. I mean, this kind of files into my blatantly obvious stack, but it's still good to hear that Garrett Wilson will be the focal point of the Jets' passing game. A Jets passing gamer right now, Alan Lazard is the number two target. So there really isn't that much competition for Wilson for targets. On the other end of Justin Fields' magnificent arm. I don't know, I'll say magnificent. It's got a lot of magnitude. You know, short passing game, short intermediate passing game, a little less so. But he can get the ball down the field. So good news on the Garrett Wilson front. Not so good news on the Breeze Hall front. Glenn also said that in talking about the Jets offense that Breeze Hall is in a good place, but we have three running backs on this team that we're going to utilize as much as possible. You know, I think that's something that a head coach would want to say in kind of reinforcing his running game as a whole. But it's not great news for Breeze Hall. You know, we're expecting Hall to be the bell cow in this backfield. And he's still expected to lead the backfield in touches for sure. But with the way that Aaron Glenn is talking, both Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis will factor into the equation in the Jets' backfield. Sounds like a committee to me. You know, and Hall is the kind of runner that doesn't need a full complement of touches to do damage. He's got home run capability. But you don't want that uncertainty week to week. It's the kind of stuff that makes you want to pull your hair out. And then, you know, concerning Allen and Davis, it's going to be, are they standalone fantasy assets? You know, from week to week, it's going to be hard to tell. So Hall will be the head of this committee, undoubtedly, but it still looks like it might be a committee, which is what we don't want to hear for fantasy purposes. So that actually might knock Breece Hall down a bit for me, my top 250 rankings. I'm going to have to look at it after this. Because if it is some sort of committee, that drops his stock. It has to. So good news for Garrett Wilson, not so good news for Breece Hall. Wilson might see a little bump, a tiny bump. Not the kind that could get him arrested, though. More scuttlebutt from NFL league meetings. Cowboys executive vice president Stephen Jones said Dak Prescott is doing great in his recovery from hamstring injury and surgery, subsequent surgery. Jones added that the team is very thrilled about Prescott's rehab, but notice that the franchise quarterback will have some limitations throughout their offseason programs. You know, this is good to hear concerning Prescott, especially with all that gossip about him possibly being traded to the Browns, which kind of blows my mind. Not in a bad way, necessarily. To be honest, I'd love to see the Cowboys reevaluate that position, potentially even start over. And I think Prescott would be a big bump up for whoever the Browns are planning on fielding at quarterback this season. A down year in 2024 for Prescott, completed just 64.7% of his passes. His lowest mark since 2017. Still no timetable for Prescott's return. You know, and maybe he's not exactly thrilled to return to the field for a Cowboys team that is not saying they're not going to trade Prescott to the Browns. Prescott seems to maybe believe it too, that the possibility is there. You know, he posted a couple days ago a picture with his family, said, I wouldn't trade this for anything. Or I think that, you know, that was the gist of what he was saying. It might have been, he wouldn't trade this for the world. But he knows that there's talk, that there's conjecture. Maybe that's good for him. Maybe that'll light a fire under him. Speaking of the Browns, and I usually try not to, not too much, considering the state of the organization. The Browns owner, Jimmy Haslam, described the Deshaun Watson trade as a big swing and miss. He fessed up to it. He said, we thought we had the quarterback. We didn't, and we gave up a lot of draft picks to get him. So we've got to dig ourselves out of that hole. It was an entire organization decision, and it ends with D and I, so hold us accountable, Haslam continued. Who else are you going to hold accountable? I'm not holding Myles Garrett accountable. I don't know how we're supposed to be holding him accountable. What does that even mean? What this does mean is that the Deshaun Watson experiment is over in Cleveland, effectively. You know, and I guess I can't really blame the Browns at first. Watson, there was, I mean, it's hard to remember. It's hard to believe. But there was a time where Deshaun Watson was one of the marquee quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, you wanted this guy on your fantasy team. He was a top five quarterback. He legitimized the Houston offense when there wasn't an offensive line. Still isn't. To protect him. But, you know, things happen on field and off since then, and he's not the player that he once was. The Browns thought that they were getting that player, or at least a shadow of that player, which would have been better than what they'd been working with. Didn't work out for him. They bet the farm, and they're paying for it. But Jimmy Haslam also said the team won't force a quarterback at number two overall. Nor trade up for the first pick. I mean, this is all a bit... It's all a bit funny coming from a guy who went on the advice, well, who drafted Johnny Manziel on the advice of a homeless man. Although, you know, maybe it was a wise and sage of a man disguised as homeless. You know, I'm not gonna cast any aspersions, but the fact that the Browns aren't in at one, and maybe not necessarily a 2-4 quarterback, indicates that they feel okay about their quarterback situation right now, and it echoes the sentiment of Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, who said he feels good when he was asked about his feelings on the team's quarterback situation. You know, it just like harkens back that picture, that meme of that dog standing in a burning room, smiling and saying, "This is fine." Stefanski added that Kenny Pickett's a guy that I believe in. Okay. I mean, believe in like that he exists, that he's real. Okay, I think we can all believe in that. Well, most of us. You know, some of us might believe we're in a simulation and that neither Kenny Pickett nor anyone that we interact with is real. But I believe Kenny Pickett's a real person, a guy that I believe in, technically. But he's not a guy that I believe in as the future quarterback of the Browns. You know, maybe Stefanski's just saying the things he needs to say to keep Pickett happy enough in case they don't take a quarterback at number two, in case Shedeur Sanders isn't the guy that they want. And I don't know why he wouldn't be. I mean, they have needs elsewhere, but I think that Sanders would be better. But then, you know, maybe Sanders needs to develop more as a prospect, maybe with that Myles Garrett resign, maybe they want to win now. Maybe they need to win now to keep their team together. In either case, I don't think Pickett's the guy. And in either case, I'm staying away from Brown's skill players like wholesale. Full stop. I mean, when Jerry Jeudy's your best option in the passing game, with those kind of quarterbacks, with that kind of quarterback, I'll pass. I don't think he will pass the ball well. Oh, this just came in. The NFL owners voted to expand the league's replay assist system. The rule tweak means NFL replay officials can now reverse flags thrown for hits to defenseless players, along with face mask penalties, horse collar penalties, tripping, and running into or roughing the kicker, according to ESPN's Kevin Seifer. The change will not allow officials to apply a penalty when one has clearly occurred on the field. So this is good. This is good for defenders. Maybe this is to soften the blow for some of the other rule changes they're going to enact that don't favor defenders. But I like that it allows them to go back on these, but then it is probably going to lengthen the game time-wise. You know, they're already talking about adding a guaranteed possession, two guaranteed possessions in overtime. I mean, so this is going to be, I mean, these are our afternoons anyways on Sundays, if you're a degenerate like myself when it comes to football. But, I mean, this game's really going to be your entire afternoon pretty soon. Really, where else would you rather spend it than watching a great game? But yeah, it's going to make the games longer. You know, more rest in between some plays, which is good and bad for the players. But yeah, so the NFL owners voted to expand the league's replay assist system. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said, "I'm almost certain," and this is great news. This is something I'm excited to hear about. As far as, well, I just like this player, really. I don't know how much it'll increase his fantasy production, considering who he's playing behind. But Harbaugh said, "I'm almost certain Keaton Mitchell," this is who he's talking about, "is going to be on a whole other level coming back this spring." Harbaugh said Mitchell's return to the field in 2024 was miraculous after the former undrafted free agent made his way back from a torn ACL that ended his 2023 campaign. Mitchell was somebody we liked as a rookie. Had some exhilarating runs as a rookie. Ended the season with a 47.396 and 2 line. Not so much last year. Ran the ball 15 times for 30 yards. That's it. But I think within that offense, there is some room for Mitchell to get some run. Even with Henry, you know, being the bell cow in that backfield, maybe as Henry gets older and they're saying they want to extend Henry. He's 31. In order to do that, in order to keep a guy like that healthy, a big-bodied running back who takes a lot of punishment, who's in his early 30s, you're going to have to spell him. And so maybe this does bode well for Mitchell's chances, for his fantasy prospects. If he gets more involved, he's a dynamic back. He can do a lot with a little. So he's somebody to keep an eye out on. Best ball leagues, best ball drafters, keep your eye on Keaton Mitchell. Keep him in the conversation late into your drafts. Could pay off for you. More GM head coach talk. In this case, a GM. In this case, a GM. 49ers GM John Lynch said that Brandon Ayuk is expected to remain with the team this season. You know, we expected this. You know, there've been rumors that the 49ers would trade Ayuk at different times in this offseason. I mean, but and here's the deadline. Today's the deadline. The 49ers are set to pay him $22.8 million in bonus on April Fool's today. And I guess they're the fools in that case. No trade offer, so it looks like it's going to go through. Pretty good for a player who probably won't even start the season out on the field. Torn ACL and MCL last season. He's allegedly doing very well in his rehab. But Ayuk is a player to keep on your radars as well in drafts because he's probably not going to be drafted where he ends up. You know, a player who's not going to start the season, most likely, he's going to fall in drafts. But when he's on the field, I mean, Ricky Pearsall is his biggest competition, and it's just his second year for Pearsall. You know, Deebo Samuel's in Washington. Ayuk is going to get a lot of looks, a lot of targets when he does return to play action. So I'm not saying to necessarily reach for him in drafts, but I think you're probably going to be able to get value on Ayuk come draft season because he's probably not going to start out the season, and players are wary of fantasy players like that. Fantasy players are wary of. So Ayuk, there's some value to be had there, potentially. And I know Pearsall looks like a good player. I mean, and he'll probably start out the season really hot, especially if Ayuk isn't there. I mean, that might be a primary player to sell high in fantasy. Sell him high, keep Ayuk in the back pocket. Another best ball target that could pay off for you. Some signings occurred over the last 24 hours. Panthers re-signed running back Raheem Blackshear to a one-year contract. It'll be his fourth season with the Panthers. Blackshear's mostly used as a special teams player, you know, but they use him in the backfield sparingly. Only 203 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns over his 3 seasons with the Panthers. So, you know. So a touchdown a season. And more Panthers news. They're hosting Tech McMillan, or maybe Tech McMillan. He's probably going to make him a few McMillions. The Panthers could use another receiver. You know, they have Xavier Leggett still, who was a first rounder last season. But Adam Thielen is arguably the number one going into 2025. He's a bit long of the tooth. You know, the other guys at Roster Watch are out on McMillan. They don't think he loves football. And maybe he doesn't love football like they love football. Like we love football. Like you love football. I don't know if I love football. I think I probably love football like McMillan loves football. You know? I love it, but it's not my life. My livelihood, maybe. But McMillan, seen on video, saying that he doesn't like to watch video, doesn't like to watch tape, you know, which doesn't bode well for his chances in the NFL of succeeding. The guy doesn't like to watch tape. That's an indicator of potentially a lot of things. You know, guys who think they can just rest on their athletic ability. You know, and that may be what they've done in college and high school. NFL's a different game. Guys who are just as, if not more athletic than you, playing opposite you, you know, every weekend. So he's a polarizing player, McMillan is. Some have him going as their number one draft pick prospect, at least, on their boards. Alex and Cody hate him. I'm probably somewhere in the middle. But looks like he could be a decent addition to the Panthers receiving core. They need the help. Oh, in relation to the 49ers, some more, I guess, good news for Brandon Ayuk potentially and Ricky Pearsall is that John Lynch, GM, said that the team knew that DeMarcus Robinson could draw a suspension for his DUI arrest when they signed him. The Athletics' Matt Barrows believes Robinson could be suspended for the first 3 games of the season, with Lynch saying there's an opportunity that he may miss some time. So Ayuk's probably not going to start this season. Robinson might not start this season. I mean, it's good news for Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall. Run the wheels off of those guys in the first 3 games. And then maybe ship one of them off. They're going to get their opportunities for the first 3 games of the NFL season. So keep that in mind when you're considering Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall. Colts coach Shane Steichen says he plans to split first team reps evenly between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones this offseason. So it's just as I expected. It's a terrible situation in Indianapolis, in my opinion, because it just prolongs the verdict being out on Anthony Richardson as the future quarterback, the present and future quarterback of the Colts. If you're not going to give him a full complement of snaps. But also, Daniel Jones isn't anybody's answer at quarterback either. You know? So he could outplay Richardson for the starting job, but he's still not a guy that you want to carry your team. He doesn't have the upside that Richardson has. You know, we've seen him try and fail as a Giant and not be the guy, the future of the organization for the Giants, as much as they wanted him to be. So it's just prolonging that in Indianapolis too. So I just think it's a bad business decision. A bad decision for a team that otherwise could compete in the playoffs potentially. So you're not going to give Richardson a consistent look, a season to just either succeed or fail and then move on. You still won't know. But you're still not going to know about Jones either. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. One more bit of news. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel said the team is fully planning to move forward with Tyreek Hill on the roster in 2025. Over the weekend, Hill had hinted that he wanted to trade after being silent on the subject for 2 months. You know, and he had suggested it after the Dolphins Week 18 game against the Jets. You know, his agent backtracked, said that he was committed to the team. We'll see. Hill is 31 years old. Still better than most of the league's receivers. It's not mince words there. I mean, I think you succeed anywhere you put him, really. But it's still a question whether Hill will be a Dolphin come the start of the season. You know, could be a boon for Waddle, who would slot into the number one receiver role. Should Hill leave, unless, you know, they added somebody better in the draft. I don't know if there is a receiver better than Waddle in the draft, technically. Although Waddle has not been himself as of late. But Waddle's ceiling is sky high. Your ceiling is sky high too. Remember that. Wherever you are out there, I believe in you. Thanks for believing in us at Roster Watch. Stay tuned for Alex and Cody in a few hours and what they have to say about yesterday and this morning's ongoings. Till then, this has been the Trash Man. Be ready.